Our bonus question is about walking to your table. Hi, Emily Post Institute. I set up many luncheons at restaurants, and my one question is this. When it is time for an organized group of ladies and gentlemen to follow the maitre d' to the table, should the order be all ladies first, followed by all the gentlemen, or should it be the gentleman who set up the luncheon with the restaurant first, followed by the ladies, and then the rest of the gentlemen? I looked all over to find the answer without success. I hope to hear from you. Thanks. H.
I was going to toss this question to you, dear cousin, but I realize that this kind of depends a little bit on are we in a social situation or are we in a business situation? And with today's kind of direction of moving away from gendered courtesies, this one was structured under genders, and I wasn't sure I know under business we kind of remove gender from being a part of things, and we're seeing that happen more and more in the social side of things. But then there's also this whole, you're the host, you're organizing it, you're setting it up. I think things that come to mind are, if I go first, I can walk to the table, see where the table is, and very quickly assess where I would like the different guests to sit as the host. And I might want to be able to sort of dictate that or guide that, I would say more politely. There is, of course, often the tradition of ladies first. And so I could see you as the host also letting all of your guests go first because they are your guests. And we have this kind of sentiment in America where, you know, guests first. And the first is kind of like an honor in the sequence of events. So I could see many different ways for this being appropriate.
I was looking at it very similarly. And I think that our question asker is looking at it the same way. The language is a little bit different. I hear the gentleman who set up the luncheon with the restaurant. To me, another way to say that is the host. And there is the acknowledgement that there's a certain role that the host plays. And you add that layer of complication. We're talking about business where there's gender neutral standards, where it's a very good chance that it was a woman who's acting as the host who set up the luncheon. And that might be the case socially also. And if that is the case, I think it's appropriate for that host to play that host role. They're going to provide some direction, particularly if there's a guest of honor. If there's an honored guest or a privileged guest or somebody that you're celebrating, giving them the best seat in the house, the seat with the good view of the room or that's
good view of the view
set up for them to enjoy that meal in a special way for any reason. Oftentimes they will take the lead. Oftentimes they will indicate that guest of honor precede them, but they want to be at hand. They don't want to be too separated from that person. So even if they're just following, even if they're not leading, they're right there to offer that guidance or that direction. Socially, if it's a more formal situation where the host is going to be playing that role, so you might observe that same custom. If it's a more casual affair, if it's social, if there isn't a clear host, if this is a group of people that get together and meet up to do this kind of thing, maybe they even split the bill. Mm-hmm. I think that you follow the impulses of the group. And if that impulse is that the ladies go first, that happens. And that might be an organizing concept, particularly for people from a certain generation. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a certain order to observing that tradition that might make a lot of sense.
I could also just be whoever's closest to the maitre d'.
I could
right?
also see sort of an approach that was entirely about spatial practicality.
Totally.
We get up from the bar. I'm talking to these people. You're talking to those people. We head to the table and it really matters not. And I think this is something that is changing, as mm-hmm. you point out, as the way our approach to gendered courtesies has changed.
For me, the most comfortable thing is that the host follow the maitre d' right away because the two of them have a relationship in terms of being the host, the person who set the reservation, or at least who's being responsible for the reservation once you get to the restaurant. To me, it makes sense that they sort of guide the group then to the table. And then as the host, I would wait and let everyone else take their seat first and then sit down myself.
A final thought. There is also a ladies first convention that I could see happening where couples are going to the table together. And you might still be observing a ladies first convention, but where each couple, the woman is preceding the man or the man is holding back just a little bit to let his partner go first.
Alternating partner and partner as you go. And H, thank you so much for giving us a chance to explore this. It is one of the finer points of etiquette, and we are happy to get a chance to talk about it.